looks like could be a mill pond. And she goes, look over to your right, you see a butte? And I says, what's a butte? Because this wasn't quite what I imagined a butte was out in the desert. So she told me, I said, yeah, I think that's probably a butte. Well, she said, just keep going this way. I can hardly hear, you know, we're quite a ways away yet. And a little later on, I called in, I could, and then she gave me some coordinates. So then went a little farther and looked ahead and I says, oh, there's the airport, to my wife. And looked like a lot of planes down the ground. And Frank got over and says, those are picnic tables.
Nothing to land there.
Oh, I kept going and then going, ran right into the airport.
Yeah.
It was very hot. And very, a lot of thermal is coming up. We're bouncing around like we're in a storm. It was very uncomfortable. That's why I want to go up over Crater Lake. But I want to get on the ground. I don't want to get tossed around like that because it was serious.
Yeah.
So we even landed this way because it was a bounty. I kind of try to go around a pattern and go. And then the weather was so hot that the air was kind of thin. We're up about 4,000 feet or so. So the air was thinner. Oh, I thought that plane would never stop once we hit the ground. And just went. We were going pretty fast.
Right.
You have
the idea that bad, cloudy weather causes it. It'll be like clear and still.
Oh, yes.
Challenges.
But I always think of a butte. What's a butte?
Yeah. Well, then, I'll ask you what a butte is. Well, actually, yes. So you have a plateau. You heard the term mesa?
Oh, yes. Costa Mesa.
Right. So is a butte different from a mesa, and are those both different from a plateau?
Well, I think of a plateau as considerable area. I think of a butte as something more projects up and doesn't have a lot of area. Flat, more, you know, flat area. I think my butte. It's quite similar, but I don't think my mother is the same.
And a mesa is?
It's a flat area on top of the mountain. Top of the range.
Okay.
Yeah. You're gonna have an awful time putting this together.
It'll take about a week. That's okay, it's very interesting. What kinds of soils are considered good soil?
Chernozem soil is not a good soil. Adobe soil isn't so bad, but it's difficult to work.
Right.
That's what I used to work in Costa Mesa. But where I live is nice sandy soil.
Yeah.
Home.
Yeah.
Where you live, I guess it's pretty good over there.
It's good there, but there is adobe. Portion of grass that's between the